Hello, everyone. You're back with the plug. Thank you all for subscribing. Thank you to the loyal fans who've been here from episode one, from the very beginning. Thank y'all. We appreciate it. The plug is back. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
Hi, you guys. Thank you for listening. And we're back, and I'm so excited to be here. You can find me on Twitter at whatever Jolie, Jolee.
What's up, y'all? It is Leona. I do appreciate you guys tuning in for another episode. You can contact me on Twitter at SOULJAHHH.
All right, so I feel like the first thing we need to talk about is definitely Nicki Minaj. What are y'all thoughts on the whole Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma situation? It's pretty much over now, but what do y'all think about it as a whole?
Well, I feel like Nicki should have did something by now, but I mean, I don't know. It's just over. But with all the speculations on both sides, it's kind of getting almost kind of ridiculous. So, I don't know.
Well, I would say that it was, I think, just to kind of spark, yes, diss records in hip hop because it was such a big thing. But when Nicki Minaj, it kind of like, is she going to respond? And I don't know, for the most part, I didn't think she was going to respond. I would have been probably surprised if she did. So, like Jolie said, it's been kind of, now it's getting like ridiculous because I think all these random people are trying to like get some shine.
Yeah, like desperate, like
yeah, in the beef, like you know, has took sides with Nicki Minaj. She made a diss record against Remy Ma. Kaya chimed in. She was talking about how she likes Papoose. And then you
that
see
was, that was hilarious. She was reaching for attention, man.
Yeah, I was like, come on. And then now you see recently did a video and some people say, who is Kat Stack? She's like, she was probably one of the first groupies to really out herself. Like she's probably one of the first people who started before, you know, the Black China. She was one of those celebrity groupies who actually made a blog about who she had slept with or who she, you know, was in an entourage with. And she took Nicki Minaj's side as well. So it's just really entertaining, but it's getting draining now because Nicki Minaj is just not responding.
I don't know if y'all saw it. So.
And she is, but in like lame, real in
lame subliminal ways.
To be honest, it's lame. She exactly. went and said, she supposedly, she went to Nas and said, okay, I want you to block her from using the Ether track or whatever. He said, yeah. So that really just confirms what Remy Ma was saying when she was on Wendy Williams, that she's just not a good person and she do lame behind the scenes shit. You know what I'm saying? She really exposed herself as corny. You know, you can't talk about how tough you are and then when it comes time to, you feel me, be tough, you disappear and you want to go and call the cops. And basically what she's doing is calling the cops. Like all the posting and numbers and stuff. From day one, she's been treating this thing the wrong way, and she just keeps going down the wrong path. It's just lame activity altogether, in my opinion.
Yeah, I did see that, but now I knew it was something sketchy about it anyway. The report came from, but now I'm getting more credible sources saying that it was Universal because it's actually not Nas's beat. I don't know how Nas does not own the publishing to Ether. That's mind-boggling to me. But they're saying that I wouldn't believe that even Jay-Z. I mean, I know there's been rumors of Jay-Z blackballing artists. I have heard that. But I just wouldn't think that Jay-Z would really be able to convince Nas. You know, the song was about him. But they're saying that it wasn't Nas who can stop it. It's actually Universal who owned the title. And they said the issue was after she, Sheether was actually number two iTunes, number two on iTunes, which I didn't know that it was, you know, that listens. I mean, that high in listens. And so Universal decided to contact her people and say to take it down. So they took it off of SoundCloud.
That's lame. And it's still on iTunes. That's lame. That's not, that's hip hop, man. That's something that they do in country music. Come Barbie. On,
right. Barbie is suing Remy Ma. Yeah. And I was like, dang, because she used Nicki Minaj's Barbie doll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, this is kind of whack. Like, you know, like, it's terrible they had to come that way, that the company's got to come in. But at the end of the day, Nicki still didn't win. It's not a win for her because she still did not respond with no lyrics, with no bars. Like, you at least have to respond because some of that stuff is really heavy to take in. It's not even like, what? Like, I mean, Remy Ma said she was sniffing coke. I mean, Remy Ma called out your brother. She called out your sex life, your personal life. Like, those are things that when you hit somebody, that's below the belt. Like, it's mad disrespectful what Remy Ma said, and she gonna have to come out and talk about it in an interview, or it's gonna have to be in a song. We rather
she
it
ain't
be
gonna
in
do
a song.
She's proven that she's not gonna talk about this. I think it's gonna be an interview. Like, I do.
Of course, it's gonna be like interview. That's what I said. I kept saying she's not. It's probably gonna be months later too. It's not gonna be anytime soon.
Right.
But when she does do it, I can see it. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. It could be a year from now until she's really gonna say whatever that happened, and by that time her and Mom probably are gonna be cool again and what, you know, and whatnot. So it was crazy. Like, some people were already, you know, saying like Remy Ma was just jealous and she was hating and because she's broke, and I'm like, you know, how is that? She doesn't have to be broke to, you know, not like somebody.
Right.
There's footage of Remy Ma calling out Foxy Brown saying she didn't like her, and like straight up saying it, like, I don't like her. I don't have no respect for her. Her music is cool, but I don't like her. So she just has no problem with telling somebody that she doesn't like them, regardless if she's broke or
right.
not.
Right. So, Jolie, I want to ask you this, because you was the first person that came to mind when I first saw this. Like, how would you have reacted if you wake up in the morning, you got 300 calls and texts about, okay, somebody dissed you on a song. Are you going to respond, like, verbally immediately?
Hell yeah. I'm a rapper, right?
I would, like, what? It is what it is. Like, exactly. Yeah, whatever I am, whether us being in the media, if somebody comes, like, if somebody attacked me for whatever I'm doing, I'm getting up on under the mic and I'm gonna call it out. Like, I'm not wasting no time, because delays make you look weaker. Like, I'm not wasting no time.
Because now I'm ready to play the game now. So,
I felt like, even though a lot of people, because we were young at the time, because people were bringing this up, one of the biggest, you know, beefs was Jay-Z and Nas. Nas did not release Ether till months later after the takeover. But the difference is, the takeover wasn't a Nas diss record. He said some things, but he called out other people. Nas took his time and did Ether. It wasn't abrupt, you know, but people were like, okay, are we ever going to hear from Nas? So that's why some people were like, well, she doesn't have to immediately respond. But like, this was like disrespectful. Like, for me, one of the most disrespectful diss records track, you know, that I've really ever heard from a female to another female. Like, and even though some of that stuff wasn't factual, I mean, it could almost be factual, because we just don't.
Right.
That part doesn't even matter. The only thing that matters is when you get I call it memed out. When you look on the internet and you're like the viral meme right now, people just talking about you when you're trending on Twitter. It's when you get memed out, you got to respond in some type of way.
But people were really like, well, she didn't say anything that we didn't know. No. See, this is the thing about this record. I mean, if you know anything about battle rap and where it comes from, battle rap ain't about, okay, it's not radio friendly. Oh, you know, her flow wasn't there or this and that. It's about facts and what the most disrespectful shit you could say about somebody. That's what battle rap is about. It could be some facts, some not, some bars. At the end of the day, you can tell, like, a lot of the stuff was factual. I mean, she went in on her for 7 minutes. That's not your typical, you know, type of song. I think the last person who went on somebody that was that long was, I think, Cassidy and Meek Mill was beefing. I think he went on Cassidy for, like, 13. I mean, Cassidy went on Meek Mill for, like, 13 minutes. But he's a battle rapper as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just look at it and think, okay, now everybody wants to know what conscious rap is and real bars. Like, oh, okay, this is what hip-hop is. When half the time, if Remy Ma came out with a song, y'all not, you know, or anybody who has bars like her come out, y'all never support. So now y'all not Nicki Minaj fans. Y'all knew Nicki Minaj can't really rap. You knew that. You didn't need Remy Ma to come and call her out for it. We kind of knew her ass was fake. You know, you know, all those things. It's like, why be a hater now? Because it's trendy. Because I saw a lot of people just saying, you know, oh, I never liked Nicki, or oh yeah, she's not a rapper, but you the same one who jumps on her raps. Her raps are catchy. Like, she is what she is. But because I've liked her before, but I can honestly say, like, Remy Ma killed her, and we can just move on from there. Like, yeah. Remy Ma won that, regardless if Remy Ma's ever going to be famous from this or not. Because people are like, well, this is what girls do to stay relevant. Remy Ma has been relevant since she got out of jail.
One thing I do want to say, I want to give a shout out to Safari, because I really respect him for how he's handled this whole situation. Because it's obvious now that he was helping her write. Like, she don't have to say it, she don't have to admit it. We can tell. I haven't heard a good verse from her since they broke up. So whether she wanna admit it or not, Safari was doing something. You feel me? Like, he was doing something.
I think so, he still cares for her.
I don't think he cared about her like that. I just think that he don't never want to say nothing against her too much, because he always has hopes of getting paid what he's owed, which makes sense.
Yeah, he did sue her.
I don't see why you wouldn't just pay her. Like, she's really lame to me, and from the standpoint of trying to make him look like he's lame, when all he did was really help you. Like, he helped you. Come on, man.
And I would think that if I was a boss, I would boss up and pay him. Like, you did what you need to do. I got $60 million. I can give you your $500,000.
$500,000. He helped out her whole beginning of her career.
No, I'm just saying, he didn't ask for that much.
She should drop him $5 million off top. Easy.
But I'm just saying, like, whatever he asked for, because when they were in a relationship, of course, he didn't ask for that much. I mean, he wasn't asking for that. All I'm saying is, whatever the dude asked for, why you can't just give him what, you know, you owe him and move forward? I don't understand. That would make you actually look strong. It makes you look weak that you just don't want to acknowledge him, or even acknowledge the rumors of him writing your stuff, knowing that it's probably true that he did. Because, let's be honest, the pink print really wasn't all that great to me. Mm-hmm. I don't even know, like, now that I think about it, I'm just like, okay, did he help write
he
that?
He had to help her do something. But let me ask you this. If you were in Nicki Minaj's situation, would you write the check to Safari, or would you be like, nah, fuck you, we done?
I write the check.
Bye. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dismiss him. That's how you dismiss somebody. You're right. Stepping.
Well, I never got to see you, ain't got to contact you, ain't got to nothing no more.
Right.
Take this money and go. That's
like, yeah. And then I really show you a boss of, like, look, help. I mean, look at Wayne. Wayne had a ghostwriter for years. And what'd he do? After his second album, before the Cardi fight, he gave it away. He paid off Gilly the Kid and wrote his own shit, and boom. It's not nothing that somebody hasn't done before. We know that rappers have ghostwriters. So she could have did that, but she looked weak because she don't even want to acknowledge him. Like, acknowledge the fact that
she just
want to
act
lyrics.
Like, like, she just came up on her own.
Like, she came up on her own, and
it's not a problem that.
And he's still protecting her. Even if he's still protecting her, like, even after they've been trying to pressure him to, like, confirm whatever Remy Ma said, he's like, you know, I'm gonna say is it was a disrespectful record. It's one of the most disrespectful records I've ever heard. And he don't expect Nicki Minaj. He said, and what can you say to that? You can't come back from that. You can't say nothing to that. Like, what you gonna get on Remy Ma that nobody knows? The only thing she could be able to do is go to the prison and try to get some shit. But then she just writing her death
wish. It's nothing but lame activity from this point, man. So, another thing we gotta discuss, man. I know we all saw, we all laughed at it. The whole ATL orgy. I have so many questions about this. Like, the most obvious question is, why would you do this in Atlanta when it's proven that multiple people out there have all types of STDs? Like, the rate is like...
And I heard it was sold out.
Already sold out. And this is...
First of all, how is it sold out? Like, nobody got to pass a STD HIV test around this mug? Like... what? You just buy the ticket and you in there? Like, come on.
I seen her put, they did like a, y'all seen the picture, well, the screenshot of the fact, frequent asked questions. I mean, a screenshot of a chat room of what was going to go down. And, but on the site, because I actually was like, I'm interested, like, not interested in going, but just interested on how this is done. Like, how are they doing this? Mm-hmm. And she had a frequent asked question page or something like that. And she was saying, you know, we want people to have fun. But we do not condone like any sexual transmitted diseases. But how are you going to be able to control that?
And real, if in real you're sex not parties, screening. And I know this because I know this. Don't ask me how. In real sex parties.
But yeah, you should. I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all have at least heard of it.
In real sex parties, you have to. Parties. You have to have like a STD clearance for people who, first of all, you don't just invite the fucking world. You don't just say anybody that wants to come can
first
come.
First of all, how you
like,
know this?
Secondly, say I'm gonna ignore you, Jolie. Secondly,
how do you know
secondly,
this?
No. Have you attended one? No.
But I know somebody what that happened? Has went to one. Let's say that. I'm not naming no name. I'm not gonna spread no information.
Right. Okay, that person might be
secondly,
you.
All right. You have to pass the STD thing because if you have any, you're positive for anything, even if it's like something like chlamydia, you can't get a list and then say, oh, I'm clear for all of this stuff and leave chlamydia off of there. You know, so people could do something foul like that. And the fact that she's inviting the world is the biggest problem here because, and then, wait, did y'all see the prices? Like,
uh-uh. Yeah, I saw them prices. They was off the chain. Is that for dinner? I saw a couple.
So for, so this was the prices. So for single women, it's $100. For couples, it's $175. And then for a single man, it's $175.
Which I thought that was weird. Like, why did it go so up for a single man? I guess because
yeah, they
want
more
women.
That's why they make it cheaper. Same thing with parties. Women free before, guys, $10 still, you know.
Yeah. And these are regular women.
No. These
are
not regular women. That's one of my points. These are not regular women.
No. What I was about to say, they're not like A-list, I mean, they're not C-list, D-list people in Atlanta or tastemakers at that. Because I was thinking, like, is this like some tastemakers or some party promoters? These girls are just regular girls, and this is not their first time doing it. So we're so late. Us as a world, we're mad late because they said this is the third time them doing this. So it obviously has been a successful event. That's what I was saying on my timeline. Like, well, we could just move forward from this because this is not their first time doing it. They're probably, you know what I'm saying? They've done this before. It's been successful. And after I read everything, I mean, it was tastefully put together. They got like a house.
Man,
they got servants. They got security.
Oh, I don't care if it's been successful.
Wait, you guys.
I'm surprised I haven't read about any of them on Lipstick Alley.
Okay, the fact that, so...
But that's what I'm like. Y'all gotta realize these things go on. I just feel like it doesn't seem as, I was thinking it was more like a slumber, like one of those young kids, 21,
you know
throwing like some wild type of stuff. But
you know
it seems
what?
Very
I think
tastefully
need to be
done.
Honest here. Let's be honest. The main reason why people are upset and tripping out is because the women who are throwing it are not attractive. Yes, let's be honest. Because
yeah, that's all.
If it was some Instagram models, Twitter would have been going crazy. Niggas would have been piecing up to go out to Atlanta to you know, be on this trip. So it was really more so about the way the women look. Let's be honest here. And me personally, it's the fact that the location too, because I wouldn't, if the STD rate is that high in Atlanta, I could never see myself going to Atlanta having sex with anybody, let alone just random people. Nah, I'm not even. And I don't think orgies are cool anyways. Like, I'm never gonna run a train or do that. That's not for me. That's not my lifestyle. I'm straight. But let's be honest. The main reason why Twitter went in on them is because they aren't attractive. Tumblr is a place where, like, ugly people thrive. Yep. On Twitter, if you ugly, you get no love. Let's just be real.
Exactly. They weren't even like semi-attractive or basic.
So,
but no. When I say semi, I mean like easy on
they
the
wasn't
eyes
even
to
a five.
The average person. Because yeah, that's what I was. I was looking at them and I was trying to. Because actually, when somebody actually tagged me her profile when I asked who threw it, I was like, okay, she a little decent little little pretty brown chick. But then I started seeing more photos. I'm like, oh no, I'm trying to like trying to rearrange the face, and I'm like, oh my god, no, like, I can't really see this, like, her and her sister look alike. But I did see some people say, well, you
they
know,
sisters
decent, aren't they? I think it is, because she was saying like me and my sister or something on the event page or something. That's why I read it. I think they're sisters, or they call themselves sisters. But I noticed, like, people were like, well, you know, average looking chicks got the best,
no,
you know, sex, like that. So I seen people, somebody was like, well, this, because some dude was like, well, this is, you know, typical, because average, I mean, some average girls got some of the best, like, they got A1, whatever. But
see, dude, see, you know, let me say something like about that. You know, I do say that they be lying, because it's easy to get those ugly girls. It's easier to smash an ugly girl than a pretty girl. They just don't want to say that and be honest, because it's easy to get it. It's easy to get an ugly girl. I mean, people gonna call me misogynist or whatever, but let's be real. If you ugly, it's easier for me to grab you, because you don't have a million guys trying to chase you. Now, if some Instagram models would have put this on the timeline, if they would have had it on Instagram, girls with a million followers or something, niggas would have been lining up to get them tickets. So, I mean, it's...
That's just gross.
It's amazing that people still actually sold that party out with just on the solely just based off the information that they were throwing it, though. That's the
right
thing. It's because sold out,
and they said, I think it's a lot of Tumblr and Facebook type of the loser dudes, you know, all the guys who take girls on,
right? Exactly, a bunch of weirdos about to show up.
Yeah. Probably they gonna be have, and I've read
bunch
like,
of
it was just,
fucking weirdos.
Whoever wrote the promo, like, it's just, you just gotta read the link on how they describe it's supposed to be, because they try to push this agenda like nobody's gonna force you to do anything that you want to do. You, and they even describe sceneries like, really, it's gonna be a lot more people looking than doing, but you can do whatever you want to do. They having like a club part, then they having like a sex part. So they planned,
you know,
it to the T.
I'm gonna be, let me be honest again. I'm gonna say that I wouldn't be opposed to somebody sneaking in and periscoping, like the surround. I don't want to see any of the sex. I don't care about that.
You can't have
no, but this is what
though,
I want to see. What are people doing that's not having sex? Y'all eating hot wings? Y'all drinking Henny on the side? Like, what are y'all doing?
That's
like,
what, see, I mean, they literally, you gotta look at the link, because she literally puts like, you know, whatever that you want to do is what you want to do. You want to sit and look, that's fine. You want to join in, you want to get touched on, like, they literally put everything in there like a book, you know. So because they've done this, like I said, this is their third time doing this, so it's not like, I just want to know, like, why hasn't anybody came out and put it on Lipstick Alley? You know, I love lipstick. Like, why ain't nobody said something about how these parties go down? But I think that social media really, really pushed this party because it got around. Because I think they're popular because of it. Because I seen people saying like, oh yeah, I remember when you threw it last time and this and that. So yeah, that this is different for us to like just be so, for them to be so open with it. And then for them to really look the way they do, and like, you know, we're going to do this and we're making money. I mean, they're making money off
They are making bread, because them tickets, like I said, man, it's outrageous.
Yeah, like, damn, is this a show?
It's outrageous. But, I mean, I think that what we're going to have is, I think a more attractive group of women are going to do this, and it's going to be on a different level. I think that's, you're going to have some girls out in Miami that do something like this. I can see it already, and it's going to be on a different level. I see it happening already.
Definitely. And just to go back with the gold comment back on the STD thing, I mean, even the porn industry can't control the whole STD thing. They can't even control that, and they're supposed to get tested once a month. But once a month isn't enough, because you could be tested that day before and still contract something, you know, when you film. This is a lot of porn stars, when they come out and get exposed, this is what they talk about. Like, this girl said she got like, it's like 30 times, because it just couldn't be controlled.
Wait, you get 30 STDs? She got STD 30 times?
Or like 30 times.
How do you get past 5? How do you be like, after the fifth one, how you keep going? You get, so she got the 20 and kept going? Like,
I mean, that's crazy. She said 30. I mean, it could be UTIs, you know, UTIs or TREC. She could have got the clap, like minor ones, but she swore that she hasn't got one that she couldn't cure. But you know, because I think, which one is it? Is it chlamydia or gonorrhea?
I would know. I've never had one. Thank God.
Forever.
Okay.
I I mean, no. I mean, but you should always be This is a good topic though.
Okay, so if y'all were to have a sex party, how would you like try to throw a sex party? You wouldn't know.
What? I can't hear you. It would just be impossible. Who, me?
No, it's like breaking up.
Oh, me or Chris?
Both of you guys.
Is it good now?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all wouldn't have a sex party at all? That's just something you would never do?
No.
Man, I don't think so. Sex is too... I mean, I can put myself out there. I've been in places where it's been a sexual vibe. It wasn't a sex party, but you know, things went down.
I know exactly what you mean by you just saying that.
Right. So I guess, like, you know, things went down. It wasn't a sex party, but things went down. And it can make you feel, it can put you in different moods. I mean, you could be turned on by it.
I think it's different if you and your friends get a house on the beach and everybody is having their own fun in different parts of the house. That's different from you saying, okay, here, internet, any stranger that wants to come and pay some money to have sex can come.
Yeah, that's weird. Strange. Yeah, but if like we all go to like a group of, like, we all go to like a party and everybody, you know, find somebody, we're going on vacation, like whatever happens here stays here, and we all find somebody that we vibing with and somebody decide to do this, that's different. But me staying, okay, I'm about to go into
the stranger part is what makes it weird. I just can't be in a sexual environment. I don't like being around too many people already. So sexual, man, hell no. Never in my life. I couldn't do it. This is the funniest part to me is I know a lot of guys on Twitter were trying to laugh at it and make jokes about it, but I can guarantee you when that thing goes down, we're going to see a lot of clips on the internet from it. I guarantee it.
I'm telling you, they say you can't bring your phones, but I don't know how they're gonna stop people from bringing.
Hold on. Like, so they're gonna phone check people, but not STD check. So
they got security.
You gonna take your phone, but you're not gonna
like real life.
So y'all got they got security to take your phone and stuff, but they not gonna check for STDs. Really? Oh,
they gonna have condoms. That's what she said. She said it's gonna be condoms galore. She was like, but. You're gonna, and she said she wants people to feel safe, so they're gonna have security. But what if like nobody really even have sex there? Like, what if nobody really does anything when it goes down? Because people will go, but like, will people do it? Because nobody's being screened, and you're in like AIDS capital. It's just a lot. Like, so what if nothing goes down? That's why I'm thinking, like, well, unless it's them, because they're the ones who want to initiate, or it might be a lot of more lesbian sex, maybe, than really real hardcore, okay, I'm about to do it with this dude sex. Because girls can easily always touch on each other and it'd be, you know, perfectly fine. But when a girl and a guy, like, it takes some time for that to really just go down like that. So... I hope maybe somebody can sneak something in, like a little,
somebody's
like a little
gonna
mini
get
camera
some type
or something.
Of clip. Watch, I guarantee it. I can guarantee it. If the party is popping,
yeah, because
even if they don't get when the party actually pops off, we're gonna see footage from either before or after. Because before, when everybody's just chilling and drinking, people love to put stuff like that on Snapchat and Instagram. We gonna see it on Twitter, man. We're gonna see it. I guarantee it. They can't hide it from us like that. Like, somebody's gonna expose something. So it is just, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm excited to see what happens with this. I'm not gonna go, but I'm excited to see who goes there, who gets in. Somebody's gonna be in some dumb situation. Another thing I want to talk to y'all about, because this is a big epidemic that has been really, like, we've seen it on Twitter maybe 3 or 4 times already. It was a big one on Valentine's Day, the whole flying out thing. Girls and guys are flying out and people are getting stranded. So, because me personally, I can say I've flown, I've been on trains, I've got on the bus, I've done all of that to travel to see a woman that I was with. I've done that. I've done the traveling. So have y'all ever flown out anywhere to meet a guy, to see a guy, any of that?
No. Hell no, I don't play that shit. I'm sorry. Like if I know you, like, yeah. But most people I know is like around me, so it's like whatever. But no, because I just I don't know. I don't never feel like that is that deep, I guess, for me. So hell no. It's a lot of effort. It is.
That's long distance for real. You got to be dedicated to make that work. But one thing I will say is it's worth it. You know, when you got somebody that you really feeling and all that. Because each time I traveled to be able to, you know, for a woman I was dealing with, it was for a long relationship. Like the first girl, I was going to San Diego, Michigan, and we were together for about 3 years. And the next girl, 3 years. So it's not like I was doing it for like a weekend or something, you know. It was always something built on that. I think what's wrong with these people now is they just do it because, oh, you liked a couple of my pictures. Like, nah, man, that's a bad move. Leona, you don't be flying out, Leona?
No, I don't fly. I travel a lot, and I've met like guys on the way, and you know, I've been open to it, I guess, because when I was single, I was like, okay, I don't mind like meeting different people, but I've never physically like flown out anywhere. I know, like, you know, some of my friends I used to hang with, they were into things like that, like meeting celebrities and stuff, and starting, you know, relationships with them and that kind of thing. And that can happen. Like, if you're dating a celebrity and you're living in one location and that celebrity's going around, like, you'll be getting flown out and things like that. But I never did that. It makes me nervous. Like, it makes me nervous to, like, fly out. If I'm back in your city, then we can kind of get up. But I'm not, like, flying out. I don't know why. That's just weird to me. No, I'm not flying out to see you. Right. Or coming out to see, just to see you. But if we're around the same area, I'll hit you up. Like, hey, I'm in your city.
Y'all, like, see, y'all like, seem hey, like the smarter, you know, women. Because these women now are, like... Like, one girl flew to another city, and supposedly she was evicted from her apartment. She didn't have nowhere to go when she got back home. So, you can't be doing that, man. You gotta be smart. So, it's a couple rules when it comes to flying out. One is definitely you got to buy a round trip. You're not going from... If you're in New York and you fly to Miami, you're not going to Miami and you're going to drive back. No, you need to buy a round trip. You don't buy one-way tickets and say, I'll buy the other one later. No, if you can't buy your trip there and back, and then you don't need to go. Like, if you can't get both at the same time, that trip is not meant for you. Next, you got to have some type of spending money. Don't go out there broke and then have to do everything with that person. What if you don't want to? What if you want to leave or something? You can't do that now because you're too dependent on him. Like, it was just crazy to see that people are so unprepared. Like, and then the girl was, it was just sad to see her online trying to embarrass the guy. And it was just a bad look. When you fly out, you got to be more careful. Because you, like y'all said, man, it's dangerous. I'm actually surprised you have it, Leona. I'm shocked with that.
What?
You just said, you seem like the type. Like, I feel like if I talk to you right, you feel me? And me and you was cool. You would be in L.A.
Oh. No, I mean, like, I've always kind of thought, like, I could do it, but it makes me nervous. Like I said, I've met guys that I like, but I just never was like, okay, I'm coming, and I'm flying in to, like, see you. Like, no, if anything, you can come to me. It's not going down. No, it's not going down like that. But I'm not going to say I've always been, like, adamant of not doing it. I just never physically went through. I never did it.
I'm not surprised with Jolie. Jolie not there. Not even that type. Nope.
Yeah. Jolie, like, no.
It was worth it. It was definitely, it was fun. Yeah.
You guys are breaking up again.
I don't know why. It was, I can't.
Yeah. And it sounds like robot. You guys sound like robot. Now is
one
normal.
Thing I can say is I liked it because I got a chance to travel and really experience life a little bit, you know, and that really helped me grow to be who I am today. I had some bad situations when I did all that traveling, yeah, but for the most part, it was good. I've only been on a plane with somebody that I, like, flew with somebody one time. Other than that, I've flown, like, 15 times by myself, so I'm used to flying out and doing all that, man. So the fact that I've done it so much and I see other people struggle with it so much, it's just confusing. Like, how do y'all mess this up? Like, but I guess it is terrifying to some people. So,
I like flying, but I'm not flying to go meet nobody. Like, that's just too much.
It's nothing wrong. If you fall in love with somebody,
well, that's one thing.
Traveler and this and that. Yeah, because I mean, a lot of girls like, well, he flew me out, you know, to Drake flew me this place. You know what I'm saying? You're going to meet some girls who are all about that life and think nothing of it, but. I don't know. That's just not my steez.
Yeah, so. You. This actually just hit my timeline. I gotta ask your opinion on this one. Supposedly, T.I. is dating Bernice Burgos.
Yeah, that's kind of like old. That's old T. Well, somebody said it, but y'all think he's dating her? I don't know. She's a... I don't know, like, I know I heard something like somebody, because there's a couple of blogs that's on Instagram had that were talking about it last week, but there were people commenting saying, like, you know, stop pushing that story because it's not true. But I don't know how true it is. I know Bernice, she's been around, like, she's been kind of jumping around since she was dating, like, with Drake. And I think she's dated Fabulous before.
So, I don't understand. Is it me or is it like every artist in the industry like they date like the same five or six women? Like it seemed like everybody talked to Bernice Burgos and Karrueche. Like damn, y'all can't date nobody else.
Hey, why you put Karrueche in there?
Right,
she hasn't been passed around, but you see so many headlines. That's what I'm not saying that they actually sleep together. That's why I said date. I'm saying that you always see them with the same group of women. It's never like they get different women.
You should use like Black China or somebody. That makes more sense because she's been passed around. I mean, I don't know. Not even to be in a funny way. I mean, she'll talk about, but Black China's mad humble. One thing about her, she owns her shit. I mean, I don't have to say anything that she wouldn't confirm. I'm not saying she would literally stop being passed around. But she's been around because she was a hustler. Like, she started off stripping just like Lyra Galore.
Yep, that's another one.
They did what they had to do.
Industry all-stars.
Right. Like, they have really made a living off of this. And Lyra Galore, speaking about her and her sex tape, like, that was something. I felt so bad for Lyra because it was just, they were eating her because it's like, it was something. I mean, I always feel bad when things like this happen to women because you doing something, you trying to do something freaky diggy with your boo and it just gets out of hand. And next thing you know, your tape is out there and you're vulnerable. Everything that you're doing is just out there. And I'm pretty sure no woman deserves it.
Sex tapes aren't really a big deal anymore. It's like, first of all, everybody has sex, like, nonstop. So it's like not even a big deal to see it recorded.
Yeah, but I don't want my.
But a woman like her, when she tweeted about it, she was like, "Yeah, I've never seen nobody have sex. It's not a big deal." She doesn't care because she know that the life she's in, it's not a big deal. So, sex tapes aren't really a big deal anymore. It's not like a world ending. It's not like your career is going to be done. People have sex tapes and nudes put out of them all the time, and it don't even affect them no more. Nobody cares. Now, when you purposely put it out yourself, like Mimi did,
I don't even think you lose respect.
Like when Mimi from Love & Hip Hop put hers out on her own, that's like, and then lied about it, that's a different level of lameness. But when somebody else put it out, it's like, okay, I had sex. What? Like, okay, what does that mean? Like, it's really just a shrug of the shoulders. Like, so what?
Somebody said she was dating somebody from Migos. I just was like, what in the world is going on with this? And then this came out.
Her titties didn't look weird in the video, though. Her titties did not look, they looked a little off to me. I don't know what it was. And I ain't the only one to think that. It was just a little strange.
People were trying to say her nipples. They look weird. Man, there y'all go.
I didn't even go look at it. I just saw some previews.
I just seen it circulating.
I looked at it. I got a very good look. Yep.
Yeah, and then I saw somebody.
I mean, it is what everybody body made differently. I mean, at least you could say that. I guess her titties are real because
they didn't look like weird in a real way. They look weird as in the doctor was in a rush or something.
Her titties don't even look done though. Like, her titties don't sit up. They're not perfected. So why would she? I don't think she. I just don't think so. I think she's always been flat, like flat chested. She doesn't have a lot. So what did she do to her boobs?
I think it was just the angle of the camera or something. Unless probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what
wait,
I don't think.
So let me, you know, I gotta ask y'all a question boobs. Again. So y'all have never made any sex tapes or nobody had no sex tapes around? Nobody? Like, you ain't never recorded it with you and your. Not a little a film. Tape.
Have anybody recorded when they had sex? It's a different.
You know what I mean. Come on, let's not be technical. Did you put it on camera or not, Leona?
No, because that sounds a little wild. Because if somebody say yes, okay, let me look up photo sex tape. Like, what? That's out of pocket. But no, I don't what? Have.
Oh, no, I don't even believe you.
Scenes of myself. I am scared of that kind of stuff because you never know what I'm being. I don't want none of that floating around, so I don't play that.
Jolie? No? Same. What? Oh, man. Y'all ain't living. No. Y'all ain't never flown to see nobody. Y'all ain't got no videos of y'all fucking. What if y'all? Oh, come on, man. Y'all ain't living life.
Nope. I only have pictures.
No, we living the right life.
That sounds yeah, boring. Sorry. The right life sounds boring. The right
mind. Anybody mess with it? I'm like, why? What's this is, the no, point this of is recording,
recording
like,
is
why?
Good because it's something that y'all rewatch together. Now, it is like, for y'all, I kind of understand because it is harder to find somebody you can trust with that. With that type of video and all that, but yeah. I've done that with different women, and none of my stuff has ever hit the timeline.
I mean, I can understand it.
Wait, yeah, I'm okay, not saying it's actually doing. Okay, I got another. I got a better too, question. But, have y'all not? You know, have y'all not? Preference.
What about you?
I said, yeah, asking? I got. He I said, had, yeah. I've had multiple, but yeah. I'm asking.
Look at him.
Because me, I live life, man. I'm gonna live regardless. Whatever, like, I want to ask y'all this though.
I don't think I'm dead because
I'm not saying that at all. Let me ask you this: have you not done it because you haven't found the right guy that you can trust with it, or have you just not wanted to do it?
I don't have time to be recording sex. Okay, I'm trying to get it in. We don't have God. Time for that.
You
we
sound like such an auntie.
And I'm just being honest. Like, it ain't never been a time where a dude done stopped me. Like, well, let's record it. Like, we don't. It just never come. Now, nudes, I have that. Every girl has those. But recording sex is just like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I've been curious before. Like, well, I want to see how I am. But I just never did it because anybody got time to be holding no camera or anything like that. I don't have time for that. So it just never happened. I don't know. I'm answering for myself. So that's just my outlook on it.
Well, I'm on both. I'm on both sides. Like, I have, and it's real. It's fun to me, but right after, delete right then and there. Like, there's no time to save. Like, this is not for later. Like, no. It's just right here, right now. Let's just be curious about it. And that's that. And that's just how I feel about it. I don't feel like it should be posted, though.
Oh, never. It should never be posted. Like, that's a reach for attention.
Or anything of that.
Yeah, and that's just, like, real desperate and thirsty.
Yeah, you can't have that. That's a reach for attention, a super reach. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of The Plug. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter. Matter of fact, I want everybody to come on Twitter and tell me about your story. Have you flown out? Do you have a sex tape? Like, I feel like these are two very smart conservative women that I'm asking. So I want to hear from the women who are on the other side. Obviously, I want to hear the wild stories. Let me know on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. It was really nice and to be back. And yeah, hope to see or hear us soon. You can find me on Twitter at whatever Jolie, Jolee.
Yeah, so thank you guys again for following us all the way to the end of this show. And just like how Chris says, I'll also post the question. Yeah, I want to know. Like, I want to know your crazy wild stories of meeting people, flying out, or recording sex, or, you know, or just if you haven't, why haven't you? Yeah, and, you know, talk to us and let us know how you think about the show. Thanks for tuning in again. You can contact me at on Twitter at Soulja, SOULJAHH.
All right, man. Thank y'all for listening. Definitely check out all the other shows on the Greatness Podcast Network. We are over at blogtalkradio.com/GPN. We got finances, health, self-help, pretty much everything you need, man. Definitely go and check us out. blogtalkradio.com/GPN.